but pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down, he frowns. Dude, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed her then and there.
Welcome back into the zone. 10:34 Central Time. We will go straight to the Stickies Chicken Shack and Rock and Roll Hotline.
Yeah.
Pat Forty, Yahoo Sports. What's going on, Pat? Great to talk
to you.
Hey,
how are you, Pat?
Oh, my man, doing good. We're licking some wounds with that Razorback game last night, trying to figure out how they can go from playing so great, incredible, shooting the ball well, making good decisions, and then 1 week later they are complete opposite.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not been a very consistent program for a while. They've had some very good moments. I thought this year they definitely took some steps forward, and then right when they looked like they were on the edge of locking up an NCAA tournament bid, they lost it a little bit and had a couple of bad losses late and end up in the NIT. And, you know, I know Arkansas fans are really good fans. They'll stick by the team, and they should, but they're not an NIT sort of aspirational program.
There's no question. And if we could figure out how teams and why teams do that, we would be multimillionaires, maybe even billionaires.
For sure. Isn't that probably the biggest – I guess elusive issue for coaches is team consistency and player consistency game to game, and you know, especially at a young age in the college. You know, I mean, those are the guys that you know are going to bring it every single night and perform at a high level. Man, they are like gold. There's no doubt about it.
And none more than a team I know you know real well, and that's Kentucky. And that's I can't believe Cal has as much hair on the top of his head that he does. Because
isn't
it just,
that the truth? I mean,
man,
that team has just been. I mean, for them now to be where they are, I've rarely seen a fan base's attitude boomerang like this off of one game, off of beating Wichita State by 2 points, and now a fan base that was ready to give up on it, their own team for most of the season. All of a sudden now, I mean, they are riding the wave. They are bullish. They can win it all, and maybe they can.
Let me ask you a little bit about this weekend. Where were you watching the games? I know you were there at one of them,
yeah.
I'd assume.
Yeah, I was in St. Louis.
Okay. What which game stood out to you, or up to this point, what teams surprised you? I guess we'll start with that. What teams surprised you after that first weekend?
Well, I would say Tennessee certainly did, although the draw was good in the second round. But the draw was good the whole way for Tennessee.
It really
I mean, I never bought UMass as a 6 seed, and I you know, then they get Mercer after that. So they've almost gotten a bit of a bye in there. I should say Stanford. I watched them play twice. I didn't think they would win one game, and they won two. So impressed with them. Big team. Big bunch of guys on that group.
Can I ask you something about Stanford real quick?
Sure.
Because in the 90s, they had, was it 98, they had run to the Final Four. Of course, Mike Montgomery was there, who coached Cal last night, so I was doing a lot of research on him. To me, Stanford seems like they could be, and maybe should be, a consistent good basketball team. The recruiting pitch they got, I understand it's not a lot of kids maybe can get in there, but out in California, the academics are incredible. The education you're going to get is incredible. Out in Cali, you got a bunch of talent out there. I can't imagine that they're not as consistent as a basketball program. And look at the football program is able to do it. Does that surprise you at all?
Well, you know, they had a great run with Montgomery. I mean, really, really good. They were, you know, consistently highly ranked going to the tournament. They were number one seed a couple of times and lost early as a one seed a couple of times.
Yeah.
But then they did make the Final Four the 1 year and darn near beat Kentucky. And, they lost. Hey, Johnny Dawkins was going to get fired this year if they didn't make the NCAA tournament. I mean, the AD basically came out and said, you make the NCAAs or this is it. And this is year five or six for him. So it was definitely time to do it. And then they not only do it now, they're in the Sweet 16. So yeah, they've underachieved a little bit lately. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And you look at football and you say, okay, it can be done. You can find enough guys that are, you know, high achievers academically who are also really good athletes and go get them. And you should have a great sales pitch there. They're great in every sport. Every year they win, you know, that Athletic Director's Cup for all-around athletic department excellence. So basketball has been the kind of the low achiever until now.
Pat Forte, Yahoo Sports, joining us. Before I cut you off, you were going on talking about a few other teams that surprised you or caught your attention from over the weekend.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kentucky certainly did, just because of the, you know, the flip of the switch, so to speak. I really started to buy them in the championship game of the SEC against Florida when they were way down, and they came back and she just about had that thing won, and right then and there I said, oh man, you know, if they're going to play like that, like they did for most of the second half of that game, look out. And then you watch them in person there in St. Louis, and I was a complete believer in Wichita State. I still am a complete believer in Wichita State.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky played a great game to beat them. And if they can play like that, if they can make shots like that, if they can be 8 of 18 from three-point range, they will beat Louisville on Friday.
Do you think they got hosed, speaking of Wichita State, with that bracket that they were put in by the committee?
Totally. Totally hosed. not just having to play Kentucky in the second round, but beyond that, I mean, you'd be looking at Louisville, which shouldn't have been a four seed in the Sweet 16. You win that, you're probably looking at Michigan, Big Ten champion, runner-up last year in the regional championship game. I thought it was by far the hardest bracket. And I look at a couple of the other ones. I look at what Arizona got and what Florida got, and I say, wow, there was not very good bracket balance this year from the committee.
Yeah, Arizona, that game was a blowout. You look at Virginia, blowout game. It's kind of questionable. You look at some of the TV matchups that they had, maybe that make a little bit more sense. Certainly it was. I'll agree with you, though. You can't take anything away what Wichita State did. Let me move on to another question for you. It's the one and done. You had Parker, Wiggins, certainly losing, which made some headlines. Kentucky guys won against a great Wichita State team, which, listen, two of their best three players are sophomores. It's just a good team. Period, regardless of age or how long they've been together. I don't know if you heard Bob Knight on ESPN. I'm going to play this clip for you. He talks about the one and dones.
Yeah, please do. I have not heard it.
Okay, and I want to get your thoughts on it.
Okay. I would want a kid that maybe I've been watching on another team, and now he's 21, 22 years old instead of 18 or 19, and I might trade for that kid. But I think on top of it all, the NBA does a gigantic disservice to college basketball. It's as though they've raped college basketball, in my opinion.
Now, that's just a small clip of him on Mike and Mike in the Morning, but you kind of get the gist of what he's talking about and the disservice that he thinks the NBA is doing to college basketball with the age and allowing them in. Where do you fall on that one?
Well, I agree with him. I don't think any of what has transpired has been good for college basketball, really. It's been good for the NBA for the most part, the age limit. I said before, I would much rather have guys that have no interest in being students have the option to not be students and go play professionally, whether it's in the NBA or somewhere else, you know, whether it's the baseball model or something different, you know, whether it's you go pro out of high school or you commit to 2 or 3 years, I would like to see something along those lines and give them a legitimate option out of high school, whether they're good enough for the NBA or a good minor league system, you know, as opposed to the people obviously don't think very highly of the D League. But I'm not a fan of guys going to school, pretending they care about school for 6 months and then leaving. That to me is not a good system.
Do you think Jabari Parker, Andrew Wiggins, either one of those guys hurt any of their draft stock with their final games?
Well, they didn't go out on a very good note.
No.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, did it really hurt? I don't know. I don't think so, because I'm looking and saying, who do you want to draft ahead of them?
Yeah, no kidding. It's still the same,
you know?
Right?
Now, I will say some guys like Clay Anthony Early as a senior, if he didn't help his draft stock, then I don't know what the heck the basketball is about. I mean, he was so good against Kentucky, it was ridiculous. And if that kid isn't a top 20 pick, then I'm not an NBA GM, and maybe there's a good reason for that. But I'm telling you, that guy can play. So you can go to college and help yourself, no doubt about it. I don't think Parker or Wiggins hurt themselves per se going to college, but the way they went out was not good for either of them. It raised some questions about both of them, but I'd imagine when it's time to draft in June, they're still going to get picked.
Pat Forty, Yahoo Sports, join us. How's your bracket?
It's actually not bad. Usually at this time of year, it's a complete disaster, but I've had worse years, that's for sure. I've got, I think, 11 out of 16, and I've got 7 out of my 8 final 8, and all of my final 4 still going.
Okay. Wow. All right. After this next weekend, SEC right now is 7-0. That's the highest winning percentage of all the conferences. Next week, fast forward, what's the SEC sitting at now? How many teams are going to advance into the
final
four?
Yes,
sir.
One. I would say Florida. Now, Kentucky, like I said, I think Kentucky will beat Louisville, but I'm not sure they beat Michigan. I'm not sure they can win 2 games. But the way they play, if they can play like they play against Wichita State, they can. And the SEC would have half the Final Four. But as of right now, I'd say Florida's the sure bet.
Okay. How many one seeds do you have advancing to the Final Four? We have Virginia still alive. We have Arizona still alive. Florida is still alive.
Yeah, I originally had 2 of them. I had Arizona and Florida, and I'll stick with those 2. Virginia's played really well. They have done well, but I still think Michigan State's got a little something for them.
So you're believing in Michigan, and is that who you got coming out of the Midwest most likely?
Well, I picked Louisville before it started, but Louisville, the Louisville I've seen so far isn't going to the Final Four, and the Kentucky I have seen so far can beat Louisville.
Finally, what are you hearing about the coaching carousel? Buzz Williams leaves Marquette for Virginia Tech, which I didn't see that coming. I don't know what the story was behind that, but that one shocked me.
That was a shocker, no doubt. Buzz, I think, it squabbles with his administration at Marquette and not crazy about the conference, and I think was worried about himself getting stale there. They didn't have a very good year this year. I'm not sure they'll have a good year next year. And then you start looking and saying, is the bloom off the rose? So, I think he was concerned about that. It's a lateral move. I'm not sure it's a long-term move. I think he went into this year expecting Rick Barnes to get fired at Texas. He's a Texas guy.
Really?
He probably had his eye on that, and it didn't happen. The interesting name we reported last night is that Houston's given a very hard look to Kelvin Sampson. And I guess if Bruce Pearl can get back in, then Kelvin Sampson can too.
Yeah, no question. What about Shaka Smart? His name seems like it's always thrown around every year.
It is, yeah. His name's out there with Marquette, but that was a hot rumor yesterday, and then it just kind of died a quiet death. I haven't heard any more follow-up on that today. He turned down Illinois, and 2 years ago he turned down UCLA last year. You're going to turn those down and then take Marquette?
I know.
But I'm not sure I would.
Yeah, me neither. Pat Forty, I appreciate you taking the time, man. Where are you going to be this weekend? Which games are you going to be
at? I will be in Memphis for Florida, UCLA, and Dayton, Stanford.
That's going to be a good one. Safe travels, my friend.
All right, thanks, Pat Bradley. We'll see you.
All right, buddy.
I tell you what, you always like to believe a guy whose bracket is in great shape of year.
Great shape.
He must know something.
Man, he's been around. He really has been around. He does a good job.
Seen many things on his journey.
Yes, he has. Pat Forty.
Yes, sir.
He's living in...